What we're looking for is stolen livestock, mainly and mostly sheep, whilst there. However, whilst there, we could find maybe other stolen items or unaccounted property at the scene.
That's Inspector Leslie Badger. He's giving a briefing to the officers who are involved today. This is a cross-border operation. The PSNI are working alongside the Gardaí. There have been a spate of livestock thefts in this area since Christmas, and the police hope that today they might recover some stolen animals. I'm in the back of a police car on my way through South Armagh to what's going to be a raid on a farm. Inspector Leslie Badger, is there worry involved in an operation like this?
There is, because you have to consider your security when you're doing these operations. And it's not only the issue in relation to the terrorism element to Northern Ireland, but also in relation to the criminality element, because we have some criminals out there that would try to frustrate police actions and disrupt us in our lawful activities when we're going out to do searches. And we do rely very heavily on our partners and our colleagues in the Republic of Ireland with the Garda Síochána Síochána. And it's with their help that we can go in here and for the purpose of this search, that we're looking at a property that straddles both sides of the border. It's welly boot time.
So we're in a convoy of about 7 or 8 police vehicles, and we're pulling up to a pretty nondescript house.
Right in front of us, you see an animal standing on the roadside. It's like a Friesian or Holstein cow, very dirty looking. That's the farm premises now. It will be searched as well.
So we've arrived in a cattle shed that's full of cattle, horses, there are calves here as well. And at the minute, the authorities are trying to identify whether or not these cattle actually belong here.
When we're on a site like this here, not only do we look at the criminality behind stolen livestock, but also look at the welfare of the animals as well. In my experience, these animals are well looked after. However, you can see as we just walk through the shed door here, we see a dead calf lying at the door. Now, that animal is not a fresh, dead calf. It's been here a short time. So, however, our partners are going to serve notification on the farmer here in relation to getting that animal removed.
Walking back up the yard, the police officers are now trying to break into another shed, an even larger one than the one we've been in. They're using an axe and a hammer and other tools to try and break down the door. Inspector Badger, we're inside this shed. Is there anything of interest to you?
There is at this stage, although it's not covered in our search and the warrants, but once we're here lawfully on premises, we do find other things that would be of interest to us, and that would be the likes of fencing posts, because we do get these stolen as well. However, these are not the type that I believe that are stolen, because they're plain, they come out of the local forestry at this time.
There was a lot of force used to break that door, and
yes.
Towards the end of the operation to get the door open, we were approached by a man offering us a key. Did you go overboard a little bit there, bashing down the door when you could have just used a key?
I don't know the circumstances if I didn't see that was happening. However, if the key wasn't here at the very time and the officers tried to force and get the door open, then we're here legitimately. If it's damaged the door, that's what happens. The operation has went very well. We have seen and come across a few breaches in relation to the keeping of the animals in the area on this farm premises. But what we have found is ear tags that don't belong to this herd that have been found buried in an old discarded cattle trailer out the back here. That's going to lead us on to another investigation, because this is really about the traceability of these animals. But however, the cross-border element of this operation as well has given us some clues in relation to stolen livestock on the other side of the border. So the investigation at this stage is still very alive and still very active.
The operation today was around livestock theft. You don't seem to have uncovered any evidence of it on this farm. Does that make it a bit of a failure, or have you got enough to go on?
No, it doesn't make it a failure. What it does do, it disrupts this type of activity. This is a big footprint into this area today in relation to the viability and also the traceability of our animals that end up on our local tables.